Bernessius John.
Hi, John. Can you hear me okay? My name's Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. Yes, I can.
Perfect. Sam asked me to give you a call. I'm doing the financing for his equipment purchase. Is now an okay time?
Oh, okay. Very good.
I'm not sure if you got my message yesterday. I think he's in a bit of a rush to try to get this closed by tomorrow. Can you bring up that invoice, please?
Yeah, I can bring it up and send it to you. I'll give you one.
Oh, second. I already have it, actually. I just need some changes on it.
Oh, okay. Okay, give me one second.
It's nice to meet you, by the way.
Oh, you too, Ruben. Now, what's the name of your company?
It's called Bank of Cardiff. That's BANKOFCARDIFF.
Bank of Cardiff, okay.
And my role here is I run our Stone Finance division.
Oh, okay. So we've been working in the past with MFS Leasing, but, you know, maybe we'll give you guys a shot, too, and see.
To be honest, I know MFS, great company. I won't give you a sales pitch. I work with Regent Stone Products, Braxton Bragg. I've worked with Global Equipment Group, several other vendors in the past. MFS is a good company. I think they're great at what they do. I think that we are a lot more aggressive lending to a lot of different types of clients. That's kind of my sales pitch.
Okay. I might have one for here, a small one here for you for like, I think it's like a $45,000 one. But I'll get your information. I'll send it over to you. Just send it over to you and then with the companies that are looking, and then you'll get the information from them.
Yeah, absolutely. But let me tell you what I need on this quote to change so I can get this moving for Sam. And I believe he's going to pay for the shipping himself, correct?
Yeah, that's what he just told me.
Because he found someone cheaper.
I'm pulling it up right now. What was the name of this company? King Stoneworks?
Yeah, so here's what I need. I need an invoice, not an estimate. I actually need an invoice. The invoice will be billed to. I'm going to make it easy on you. You're not going to have to bill me as a leasing company and ship to him and play with that game. The bill to and ship to will be his company, King Stonework Inc.
Okay, and this is San Fuentes, 8298 Sultana Avenue, Fontana, California.
You know what? I have a different so you have that address. What is that again? 82 what?
8298 Sultana, Sultana Avenue.
Avenue. And you have that in Fontana?
Yeah, that's what I have for the address he gave me, but I don't know if that's where the machine is shipping to. Or
I believe it is. What's the zip you have?
92335.
335. Great. The invoice will be billed to and shipped to. I'd like you to have, and also, can you put your address on it? They can't use a P.O. box, so can you put like one of your addresses you use for Farnese instead of the P.O. box on the invoice, please?
Yep, I can do that. And you want me to delete the shipping here and turn it into an invoice and send it to you?
Correct. I'd also like you to, do you need to be paid before shipment or paid on delivery?
Well, I would like to be paid before shipment if possible. But,
I can make that, I can usually make that happen. Just put 100% payment required before shipment on the invoice.
Okay.
And
100%
payment required before shipment. And don't get a wrong rub from me. I'm actually a super aggressive but super nice guy. I am just drowning right now.
I understand, man. Everybody's doing poor people's jobs. So, no, it's all good. Everything's really good. In fact, I'm glad you called again because I just talked to Sam and I was going to call you. I didn't check my voicemail.
He's a guy. It's actually kind of special. I remember him because he was the first customer I ever worked with, actually, with a vendor that I've still worked with for about now 9 years. And that guy, he was actually some people in our industry for the lower quality credits, they kind of screw over customers and give them these fair market value buyouts. So we actually give him a really fair deal, and I met him personally. He's a really nice guy, so I'm looking forward to helping him out.
Okay. I switched this over to... You know, he seemed like a really nice guy when I was talking to him. You know, I mean, he was very polite and very professional.
Yeah, he's beating me up over pricing as they all do. So I'm taking care of that. It's never cheap enough. Give someone, it's never cheap enough, but that's the way business owners work. So it's all good.
Okay. Let me get your email address. You know,
my email is R Goldstein. That's R G. So R then gold like the metal. S T E I N. So that's S T E I N. Correct. And it's at Bank of. So Bank of and Cardiff. Card is like a playing card. And then I like Island and FF like foxfox.com.
All I've got is Bank OF CARD.
CARDIFF. Do you want to shoot me a test email real quick so I can make sure I got it?
.com?
Yes.
Let me go over it again. R Goldstein. GOLDSPIEN at
BNK. No, STEIN.
SPEM?
Sam Tango Echo India Nancy. How long have you been? Do you sell exclusively to the stone industry or other kinds of equipment?
No, just pretty much the stone industry. Sorry, man. Let me get your email again. Our gold.
Our gold. S T E I N.
Okay.
At bankofcardiff.com.
C A R D I F F.
Yes, C A R D I F F.
Okay, I got it this time. No, it should be able to go through. I'm going to send it through right now. See if you get this. Are you by your computer?
I am. I'm chained to my computer and my phone. It's not fun. And just so you know, the programs that I use for most of these clients are called Fax to Fund, which means I'm hoping to get you paid by tomorrow. So fax documents.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Through a wire transfer, you mean?
Yeah, well, the customer only has to send me fax documents. I don't need originals on any of the loan products I work with. So the customer doesn't need to, like, FedEx anything. They just fax it to me, and I find the deal. And then I wire you, correct. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I'm just typing. Okay, send. Okay, it says it went off.
All right, let me check my email.
And what's your full name, sir?
It's Reuben Goldstein.
Oh, I should have figured that one out.
Feel free to guess my religion while you're at it.
No, I would not. I would never do that because you can't tell by a name, really.
You can tell by my name. If you don't know I'm Jewish by my name, you got some problems.
Yeah, but I know some Jewish people that aren't practicing Orthodox.
Slow down on the Orthodox. I eat pork and
I know a Jewish guy who was actually the Muslim faith, if you can believe that.
Sounds like a confusing.
So that's what I'm saying. You really can't tell just because the name is Jewish doesn't mean that you're practicing.
I haven't gotten your email. So, John, what's your email?
Oh, I should have went through. I'm J-O-N.
J-O-N.
At Farnese, F-A-R-N-E-S-E, .com.au.
I'm just going to send you an email, just it's a blank email. Let's see if you get this. Check your email, please.
You know.
And I understand that you guys are going to be going through distributors, so he's trying to take advantage of like a discount price. Is that correct?
That's exactly what's happening. Getting ready to sign on a contract probably tomorrow.
So basically, he will pay 10% more if this deal doesn't close by tomorrow.
Oh, well, then everything should be okay.
Well, I can put a little heat on him. That's my goal.
We'll be ready to go. I mean, once if you fund him, it'll be fine. Okay, that came through. Let me see what happened. It looks like the same thing I said. Okay, let's try it again.
Thank you.
Alright, let's see if I got it right this time.
Yeah, we are just getting hammered every day.
Yeah, it's good to be busy, isn't it? We got a lot of stuff going on, too. So I've got a guy that I don't know. He's got a pretty good record. He's always been good pay for us, but I don't know. I think he had 7-8 years ago, but I may send something your way and see if you can do anything with him.
I tend to work some miracles.
Yeah.
Been doing this for a long time. I've been here for 9 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I hustle my ass off.
Wow. You know, everybody's doing the work of like 3 people.
I just want to get paid. I got 4 more. Let's check. I'm an interesting dude. You'll probably see me at some trade shows if you're in the stone world.
Well, now, I've been there for the last 10, 15 years, so...
Nothing yet. But are you responding to that email?
Well, no, but I got it, so I just copied and pasted. But I will.
Let's see, let's try this once more. If not, I'm going to have you just fax it to me. What's going on?
If that comes through, I just sent you a response on my email.
So yeah, I got your response.
Okay.
So maybe there's some weird copy pasting. Can you respond to that email with the invoice and your wiring information?
I'm not sure I may be able to.
Okay.
But this should work though. If this doesn't work, I'm just gonna get a new job.
And your company, Farnese, has been around for about 2 years for your Michigan branch, correct?
Yeah, just in the U.S. They've been they're Australia, and they've been...
I got something else from you. Hold on. Here's it go. Okay, so this is... I can't do this because you have to change the bill to Sam's information. This is still... It just says Sam Fuentes. It doesn't have his address. It doesn't have his company. So
invoice 1108. It's got the billing address.
Your Farnese says PO box, and it says bill to Sam Fuentes.
Okay.
So I need the bill to Deshay King Stonework, and I need your address on Farnese.
Okay. All right, I gotta fix this, and I'll send it back over to you.
Thanks, brother. Call me anytime. You've got my number, correct?
All right. Appreciate it, Ruben. Bye.
Bye.